US President Donald Trump has spoken for the first time about his conversation with Malcolm Turnbull and the two nations refugee deal. His press secretary described the call as candid, and President Trump says while he has a lot of respect for Australia, he's questioned why America would have agreed to this deal stuck by the Obama administration. North America correspondent Stephanie March reports from Washington.
Surrounded by business leaders at the White House, Donald Trump spoke for the first time about reports he and Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull had a hostile conversation over the weekend about the two nations refugee deal.
We have a lot of respect for Australia. I love Australia as a country, but we had a problem where, for whatever reason, President Obama said that they were going to take probably well over 1,000 illegal immigrants who were in prisons. And they were going to bring them and take them into this country. And I just said, why? I just wanted to ask a question. I can ask that question of you, why? 1,250, could be 2,000, could be more than that. And I said, why? Why are we doing this? What's the purpose? So we'll see what happens.
He wasn't entirely clear what that meant for the future of the deal.
You know, a previous administration does something. You have to respect that. But you can also say, why are we doing this? That's why we're in the jams that we're in.
His press secretary, Sean Spicer, was more candid.
So he has ensured that while he has respect for the Australian people, respect for Prime Minister Trumbull, that we do not pose a threat to the United States of America, that the deal that he was cut by the last administration is something that he is extremely, extremely upset with. He does not like it, but out of respect for him, he's going to allow that process, continue to study, and allow it to move forward under the conditions that had been set, that there will be extreme vetting on every single one of those individuals.
On Capitol Hill, members of Congress were at pains to give reassurances that the Australia-US relationship is not under threat. Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan.
No, I don't think Australia should be worried about its relationship with our new president or with our country, for that matter. I know your country well. I've met with your leaders continuously over the last number of years. So, no, Australia is a very important, essential ally. It's going to continue to be.
Senior Republican John McCain says he's called Australia's ambassador to the U.S., Joe Hockey, to reaffirm the friendship.
This, in my view, was an unnecessary and, frankly, harmful open dispute over an issue which is not nearly important as United States-Australian cooperation and working together.
On the other side of the aisle, Democrat House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi was also talking up the relationship.
This is a strong relationship between our two countries. I want to place a call to the ambassador later today just to say hi and then say, you know, we're friends, and that I'm hoping that the later characterizations of the call are really what stands between our two countries.
While the White House continues to talk tough, respect for Australia on Capitol Hill remains. This is Stephanie March in Washington, reporting for AM.
The government's leader of the House, Christopher Pyne, says the furor shows Malcolm Turnbull can stand up for Australia's interests. He clashed with the opposition frontbencher Anthony Albanese when they appeared on TV this morning.
Sure, Donald Trump doesn't like the deal because it was made by the Obama administration and he wouldn't have made it if he'd been the president at the time. But what this week has proven is that Malcolm Turnbull knows how to stand up for Australia and get outcomes.
The problem here is, one, Malcolm Turnbull came out and said it was all fixed.
Then we've it is fixed.
Then we've had a shambles whereby we've had the US president try to conduct foreign policy and diplomacy through Twitter.
The opposition frontbencher Anthony Albanese speaking there on Channel 9.